You are entering an alternate reality of space and time, artificial intelligence, and the unknown in Future Tech. I'm your host, Jason Sherman.
In this episode of Future Tech, I'm going to be talking to martial artist and business leader, Aslak Da Silva. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jason, for having me. Nice to be here.
Yeah, man, this is going to be a cool episode of Future Tech where we're going to talk about how AI-powered vending machines are disrupting shopping, and specifically grab-and-go shopping, which I guess is that like a new term, grab-and-go shopping, or is it more just like any vending machine is like grab-and-go? Isn't that really what...
Well, basically, yeah, vending machines, but there are also other kind of type of grab-and-go. So you just Amazon Fresh and other things you've been hearing about or anything that you just don't need to queue and wait for somebody to serve you. You just grab and move up forward.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of like the first question I had for you when I first saw this and I saw your website. Why is an AI-powered vending machine different from like a regular vending machine? I know AI-powered, obviously, there's going to be something to it, but tell everyone listening what the difference is.
Yeah, of course, for a consumer, it might, from outside, there's no difference. Mm-hmm. So what we want to build here with SelfieStore is that the buying experience is the same as using your home fridge or freezer. So you just tap your card to open the door, grab the items, one or many that you want, and then just close the door and move forward. Oh. Where the AI then comes in is that it's helping the merchant or the operator to have just the right assortment at the right price for you when you're coming. Of course, not personally for you, but based on data then that what is predicted to be sold at that time.
That's super interesting. And you open the door, take the stuff out, and then you get charged based on what you took out of the door.
Yes.
Smart. That's more smarter than getting your money caught in the machine, pushing the button, watching the thing twirl, and then it gets stuck, and then you got to knock on the machine. Everyone's been there and done that, man. So you mentioned data, right? So what kind of impact and data analytics have you been seeing on the consumer buying habits?
Well, yeah, so how we pick it up. So, of course, yeah, if you have one vending machine, one location, so data you're going to get is not that much. So based on that, you cannot do too many predictions what's going to happen. Of course, you will see what kind of beverages will sell, or maybe you have some salads that are really popular. But what we are doing is, since we're operating in more than 20 countries in Europe, so we are collecting all the data from all the machines that are out there.
Oh, wow.
And then combining it with different categories and location and enhancing the data also with other sources, let's say like weather, or you could use traffic data. If there's a huge traffic jam, so something different will happen, or you have a big event in the area, so you can start seeing that maybe at
you can plan with these data points, you can start planning things around it. So like, you could like literally say like, there's this event every year, and the last year's event, the data shows that like these salads and these drinks sold the most, so let's make sure there's double of those or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really cool. I like that. So tell me a little bit more about how merchants have been able to improve their business through the data, besides what we just talked about. Are there any other aspects that we're not talking about here?
Well, yeah, there's lots of examples here. Try to keep it simple so that everybody will understand, and I will understand. It's not always easy to understand by AI.
Right? We got to dumb it down, right?
Yeah, for me, not for the listeners. But a good example is that many merchants are asking me that, okay, should I put Coke Zero or Pepsi Max in there? And then the answer is yes. And then they're like, yeah, but which one? So based on the data, actually, if you put them both, so all the products inside the cabinets will sell more. And the reason is, of course, very simple, that, okay, some are brand-oriented for Pepsi, some are for Coke. But it would be impossible to do this kind of A-B testing that's maybe more familiar from marketing, that you kind of have two different copy texts and you test which is better and then move forward with the other one. But here, it's way more difficult. You cannot test. It's the same conditions at the same time. But here, from the data that we work from other cabinets, so we'll be able to see that, hey, actually, there were cabinets that had only Pepsi Max. There were cabinets which only had a Coke Zero, but they changed it. And what happened to the sales? Mm. So then that's why we need the big data pool from all the machines. And then we saw, as an example, that actually, if you have both of them, so not only you sell both different type of beverages, but you also sell other items in that, and that actually increased the sales by 43%. So then that was useful information, that you have the same location. Would you want to sell 43% more from the location? Everybody says yes. So then the tip comes from the AI that then just do this.
Something that I want to talk about, because this might not be typical on my podcast, but this is future tech. So anyone who's been wanting to get into like a hardware startup or AI startup with hardware, and maybe they're just like daunted by like, you know, how impossible, or they're intimidated by impossible it seems, you must have hit some challenges while building Selfie Store. So there must have been some challenges you faced. What were they?
Well, first of all, of course, then since all the merchants might, they name the products they're going to sell for their purposes. So when we were starting looking at the data, so there might be plenty of, yeah, let's use the Pepsi Max or Coke Zero example. So, but it does actually matter if it's a can or if it's a bottle, what's the size. You might have a salad of the day and then different languages. So what we had to do first was actually go dig into the data and have just humans to just sort it out in a way that, okay, we see the picture, this is actually a can of Pepsi, and ensure that all the data is correct, because if it's not correct, so then it's going to skew the data and all the analysis the AI is going to do is going wrong. The other thing that we had to do is then kind of categorize these that make sense. So we might call, we call it fresh food or meals or salads, and then see that what goes into that. Because after that, when the categories are there, so then AI is really good in using these data analytic tools and picking up something there. But you just don't know exactly what you're looking for. So you need to have plenty of work with the data first, that what could the AI find there? So we were looking for what are the popular combos, the price points, are combo deals doing better, or how much is sold by discounts, as an example. So we have this dynamic pricing tool. And to our surprise, it was actually that almost 8% of the revenue generated is generated by discounts. So then the next question is, okay, what should you discount and how much? And then again, that's why you need to build the data in a proper way to be able to ask these questions from AI and build then the algorithms for that.
I mean, that's super interesting. I mean, I like when I hear the word algorithm and vending machine, I'm like, what the heck? I mean, so this must have helped retailers in some way, or it must be helping retailers. Like, let's say like someone listening says, hey, I want to put one of these machines in my shop, right? What are the benefits of doing that?
Yeah, so what we believe, so first of all, I mean that, of course, consumers are interested in buying from new machines in a way, and how does it look? So that the proper lighting, ease of use, everything is important. Then we put a screen on top, so which you can, then you get the in-store advertising and you get the attention. So if you're selling Pepsi Max, it's good to show that you are selling that so that people see from far.
Does that screen change? Like, is it, like, yes. Is it keeps changing? So like people, the listeners can't see this, but if you watch the video, you can see behind Aslak, there's some images of it, and your website also shows it. It's a very cool looking vending machine. It's very thin. It's not as big and bulky as the other ones. And it also has the screen on top. So I noticed that. So it's very cool looking, and it does attract attention.
Yeah. And then on top of that, then what starts to happen is that, of course, we use this RFID technology, which means that all the items are kind of, they have this RFID tag, which means they're individually put in. What it does is then that we can, and whoever is operating, so knows who versus refilling at what time exactly which products were put in. So then we can follow that, okay, which are the products that are selling that gives a good input or which are not. And then we also can put in the, and all our merchants put the kind of expiry date on the product. So if you're selling fresh salad as an example, so then it can automate this kind of discount. So kind of putting the red tax that this is now minus 30% today.
Tomorrow. Are they able to do that in real time from their office and not have to come in? They can just type in the discounts they want, and then all of a sudden the machine says 30%. Are you kidding me, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's what you can do.
That's a huge. I mean, we got to talk about that for a second. Yeah. That's a huge selling point, because you know, if you have expiring items, I mean, I go to like Wawa and other convenience stores in the area, and they don't do that. It's just what you see is what you get. If it's there, it's there. If you can like on the fly change the pricing of it, and then people come in after work and they want a salad, and it's 30% off. I mean, you're going to sell out.
Yes. Yeah, of course, it's not physically changing the labels there, but the machine and the screen again shows.
Yeah, it's showing, but it's showing somewhere. It's showing somewhere. And when you pay for it, you're getting the discount in your payment. So that's huge. Now, let's say that a business owner wants to put one of these into their business. What steps would they have to take in order to do that? And what kind of level of technology experience do they need in order to run one of these machines?
So of course we are working now mainly in Europe, coming to the US soon, hopefully. So we work with each market with the reseller or distributor who's there. Of course, via our website, you can be in touch with us and we'll find out who's the proper person to be in touch with. It's more of like a plug and play after that. Then of course you need to understand a bit, like you need to be able to use your laptop because you do the discounting and everything with the Selfie cloud where you have access with your phone or laptop. So basically,
so you have a whole platform built around the software that people would then have a login to log into and access their dashboard. Let's not understate this. This is you've built a platform, right? Yeah. That manages all of the machines. And a person would come in and then use that platform in order to manage everything. They don't have to worry about anything else, right? They just use the platform.
Correct. And if you, for instance, like anybody can refill that, you kind of give the access to it. So you can control that the one person only can open the door and put stuff in. And when they close the door, then the system automatically has priced them. You can change the price. You can have happy hours. You can build bundle discounts. Like I always say, is that McDonald's, you never need the fries, but since it's a good deal, you always take the fries, right? Do you do that as well?
I love that. That's true, though. You always get the fries.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the same. I was laughing at the airports. You go always for two bottles since the other one is minus 50% off.
And yeah, so, it was at a discount.
Yeah. So you can do morning discounts and others. So all those you can control by a computer for your individual cabinets, for your location based or full fleet. And when the item has run out, so it automatically system knows that it's not going to show it on the screen anymore,
And you get a notification when things are starting to run out, like if there's only one left and this is a refrigerated vending machine, I assume, because you're talking about salads and drinks and things like that.
Yeah, we have a freezer, refrigerated one, and then an ambient one to sell. I think the coolest items that have been sold by events is actually mini fridges or sleeping bags. And again, based on the demand, you can see that, okay, if you have a it was a gaming event, they were using our machines, so they were seeing that, okay, this is what's needed. And then based on data, you can see that, okay, now the sleeping bags were gone, I'll bring the next one if I need, or if they're not selling, you just take them out and fill it with something else. So this is the flexibility that has been lacking with the standard vending machines a lot, or even shops, that you're tied with the certain products that you're going to sell, and if they're not going to sell, so you only use those tactics. Here you can change it anytime, change the location, it even has... The machines have wheels underneath them, so it's
you can wheel them out.
Yeah, you could do that. Yes,
you can wheel them out, so someone could just take the whole machine. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but then it's has a 4G connection there, so you would see where it's going, and then going there, like, okay, you have my vending machine. Right?
Okay, all right. I was going to say, there's a party down the street with this vending machine. So you have to put in your credit card or your Apple Pay or something in order to open the door. I'm assuming, right? And then as soon as you take something out, then it charges you immediately. So you can't just open the door and steal everything. No. You said it's not in America yet. What's it going to take to get them here?
Yeah, we are coming to Dallas for NAMA show now in May, and we have a plans to come there later in the year, in 2024. So let's hope it'll go well. So we have to certify the products and be there. But there's a lot of demand, and I know America is very advanced with vending machines, so we're more than happy to come there.
They're everywhere. Vending machines are everywhere. And if you put these in strategic locations, I think that I already know for a fact from, traveling, being places – there are so many places where there just is no food available or healthy food available, and it's frustrating, right? It's really frustrating. So putting these in places where even resorts and hotels, I would think, is also a place, because there are areas. I just went on a trip and there was no food in between the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There was just like snacks, and I wanted a place to be able to go get some, and I couldn't. So I just think you have a lot of opportunities for this. Now, looking ahead, how do you see AI in particular continuing to evolve in the retail and vending machine sectors?
Yeah, I think that it comes a lot with that whenever you need something, so it's there for you. So basically, there's a lot of data points that would have been telling us that Jason is going there and missing these things. So, I mean, this is just going to be enhanced by AI and technology a lot more, that you don't need to worry about it. It's just taken care of. It kind of is that's what the predictive things mean, that it can tell that something is happening here. I think the coolest thing is then like the weather changes or events that you're not paying attention to when there's a big need of something. So that has been already kind of predicted beforehand and everything is prepared. Whereas now it's more like that you are just always reacting, and then you don't get what you need at where you are. So I think that's going to change with
this. You know, I just realized, I was thinking while you were telling me this, like I could be walking around the city, you know, with some friends, and all of a sudden I'm hungry. I look at an app and I click on I'm hungry, and then it tells me, okay, this self-leave vending machine has the salad you like, the sandwich you like, and the drink you like 2 blocks away. Oh, perfect. Yep. I'm gonna,
there we go.
That's smart. That's brilliant. I love it. And where can people find out more about what you guys do?
Yeah, selfiestore.com. Our webpage is good, and we are quite active on LinkedIn. So find us there, Selfiestore. LinkedIn pages. So there we share a lot of things that we're doing, and happy to connect myself as well on LinkedIn if you're there.
Awesome. Thank you, Slack. This was awesome. Hope you guys learned something, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you learned something today, please support this podcast by subscribing to it, sharing it with your friends, and leaving a 5-star review. You can learn more about me at jasonsherman.org, where you'll find information about my book, also called Strap On Your Boots, available on Amazon, as well as my course called Startup Essentials on Udemy or Skillshare. I'll see you in next week's episode.